bad.
It's time for arguably Australia's number one beer podcast, The Step Brewers, with your hosts, Papa Sweden and the Philly Panther, formerly known as the Juice Wolf. Oh, and the Wick. Take it away, boys.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
By the way, guys, my name isn't Dennis.
Not now, Dennis. Seriously, mate, not now. Where have you been?
Just one sec.
You've been in that bathroom for like an hour and a half.
That's good. That looks great.
Yep. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
We've been ready for ages.
You hit the music.
We've had the music.
Hey.
You were in there.
Hey, let's go.
You were in there for a long time.
Mate.
Okay, well.
Gotta look good. We're on YouTube now. Hello, YouTube.
Hello. Clearly, the Pilly Panther has more demands than the Juice Wolf.
Just one quick final check. Yeah, that's good.
You on selfie mode still?
Yeah, always.
Wow. Well, welcome to Step Brewers Podcast. With me is the Pilly Panther himself.
Hey.
Mr. Diva.
We don't use Hello, these mate. Anymore, do we?
No, we don't use those. Grab yourself a brand new Steppies Podcast.
Hey,
batch one.
You beauty.
We'll sling one over to Mr. Wegg. I'll take one of those myself. Needs more barrels. Saisons are dead. Yeah, good times. Welcome, Wegg.
Thanks, cock.
Surprised he didn't call me champ.
Wow, that was yeah
reserved. Intense. That's reserved for a special man. He knows who he is.
Oh, he knows who he is, Ooh. Champ. Well, tonight, gentlemen, I have a fantastic little array of treats for you.
Do you?
But unfortunately, I see you're wearing your brewing gear today.
Yes, I was. I was at the brewery today. That's why I'm in my brewing gear, of course, overalls.
Very nice.
Clint wouldn't know anything about overalls because if he wore overalls, he would look, and I've told him this many times, he would look like a big baby.
A big man child. I totally would. I want them really badly, and I would look like a man child.
Yeah, I was in the brewery today actually doing some work, and I do have footage, evidence of myself working in the brewery, which Wegg will now put on the screen, me working very hard, doing some great work on the line. And
seemed to be a lot of seconds cans going missing.
I didn't drink all day.
Mm. Well, I know that you've brought your unboxing knife because you don't leave home without it. So I have some treats for us tonight, guys.
Oh, we get to use the knife?
You do get to use the knife.
Oh, very nice.
We've got a little box of Rooney here from our good homie Mazan. Maz.
I will partake in opening the box.
Hawkers sent us a great little pack. So haven't had a look yet.
You see the sharpness of this knife?
That's pretty good. It's full of cans, so okay. So thank you to the Hawker's crew for this hookup. We might see what's inside and partake.
Is this an unboxing video?
No.
Welcome to YouTube.
Algorithm's blowing up.
Smash that like button. Oh, subscribe. Actually, do like and subscribe because low-key it helps us a lot.
We are at 100 subscribers, so thank you.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
What do we got in here? All right.
Stubby holder.
Hello.
Haven't used one of them in many years.
I use them all the time.
I don't. I don't know why.
I've got a University Rainbows football club.
I just drink my beers quick and that I don't need to keep them cold.
Or maybe you just want to warm one up.
Mm, that's smart, actually. Maybe I will use that.
That's not a flex at all. Well,
probably should have opened the letter.
Lovely can everyone that's having.
Oh. Should have opened the letter first.
What have we got in there? Little message?
Yeah. Do you want to read that? Or I'll keep opening things. I can't read, so that's why I've passed.
Hey, Step Bros. First thing, Happy New Year's. I think we can all agree that you're arguably the best of all podcasts.
Wow.
Oh.
Awesome.
Huge.
That's a hot take.
That's a great thing to say.
On behalf of Hawkers, I'd like to thank you for all the amazing work you do for the beer community. You're quite literally better than all the other podcasts, especially Beer Healer. That is heartfelt.
Really beautiful.
Well, 2020 was no doubt quite a wild ride, and your continued positivity and outspoken enthusiasm towards Hawkers is greatly appreciated. It's because you make good piss. It has really gone a long way in helping us through a difficult year. We did have our homie on the show during the peak of the COVID lockdown. That's very nice.
That was nice as a Steppy's glasses, but pretty good.
I like that. Pretty good. We did have Marzen on during the peak of the COVID crisis.
We did.
Lockdowns, and it was really cool to have his insights. So we really appreciate it. That was a great ep, actually.
Jesus, a bit of a mixed bag in here.
That being said, enjoy the beers, and here's to 2021.
And be healer, right?
Now, I've talked about
just
the
kidding,
new...
Just kidding.
G'day, Chris.
Well, I wasn't even going to participate in that. These are the new cans as well, which I haven't seen all of them.
Good-looking cans.
They look a lot cleaner, a lot nicer. I think I've mentioned in previous episodes. Oi,
do you know who hasn't had...
I was going to save that
Do you know who hasn't got one of, had one of those before? Wego.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Which is quite funny because...
Butter me up, baby.
I brought him one tonight.
Oh,
well... Save my last difference. One.
That's
Oh, wait, is that the new one and old one?
This is the new one.
Fuck,
you've got the old one.
I don't actually know. I think I actually prefer the old one.
Really?
I really love that stripe. Yeah.
I prefer the
black font. Looks better.
Yeah, the black font.
Pinstripe, I'm not into that much. So we've also got Into the Forest I Go, Berry Kettle Sour.
Oh, well, I'll have this.
Another Kettle Sour, Yuzu and Plum. What else have we got in here? The Pale Ale. Yep, had many of those at the engagement party.
Very nice.
Little Pilly.
Pilly boy.
Oh, very nice.
Would be rude
and
not to.
Still the stout with the OG.
I think they're slowly replacing that.
Slowly
too.
Replacing that, I would think. That's a really thoughtful little package.
Thank you,
Marzen.
Great friend of ours.
That was beautiful.
What would you like to drink?
Give me the West Coast.
Yeah.
We're going to straight into it. Do you want an old one or a new one? You can have the new one.
Well,
you better have the new one. This is still tasting delicious, by the way.
You
best
were saying,
before 23rd of July 21, and it was tasting prime.
You were saying you really enjoyed it.
I was having a special moment. Second guessing. No, I'll have a beer from there.
Okay.
I'm assuming you want the Pilsner.
Yeah, I'll have the Pilsner, please.
Now, gentlemen, what was the best beer you had this last fortnight? It's been a fortnight since our listeners saw us. I'm going to have the Pale Ale, actually. What have you had that's good?
Little show and tell for you. I've actually brought
a little show and tell.
I've brought the beer that I've really been enjoying in the last couple of weeks, and I have consumed quite a few of them. I'll just go get it for you real quick.
Oh, excellent. What about
you?
I hate it. Same. I need to put that fridge closer. What about you, Weg? What have you had that's good?
Honestly, I haven't had that much the last couple of weeks.
I've taken it easy.
I mean, I did try...
After the engagement party.
Well, the engagement party is technically in the last 2 weeks because through the magic of cinema.
Well, I suppose so. The Anchorage was nice.
The Anchorage was
nice. Oh, you like Anchorage.
Yeah. Of course surprise, you do. Surprise.
Mm-hmm. I must say the three...
I've had the OG now. You know, I have never had Pilsner or Quell until 2021. And I will say, if I had it before this year or late last year, I probably wouldn't have appreciated it as much as I do now. So it was a good time and place.
Time
to get into it. I've been smashing tons of
You're on a redemption arc,
Pilsner
indeed.
Or Quell. And I think it is my favourite Pilsner, which is...
Whew, that's a huge goal.
It's
more than Bokan.
Fucking cracking. Yeah. Mm. I just love that the malt sweetness, the little caramel. It's got this like really nice little caramel soft thing going. Oh, it's just delightful. It makes me very happy.
Are we
going
to crack that while we're here?
Oh, yeah, we will partake in pills. I'll just get this looking real nice.
I most enjoyed your engagement beer, the bloody Three Fontaine Armand.
Yes, it wasn't a classic goozy.
Yeah, you got a lot of trouble from a couple of friends on
the
show.
I didn't know. I was too excited. I was going through it all.
The fact that you said classic goozy five times got a couple of people looking at you.
Tasted like a classic goose to me.
Eager beak and also guitars and beers got up and about. He does know that that's not a classic goozy.
Tastes pretty standard.
There are a few magnums of the classic goozy, though, at Cool Wine.
I did see
your home of delicious beer, wine and spirits. Well... today's show is brought to you by our Patreon. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness me. That
made us
was
work for that.
Awful.
Oh, I was on the edge.
What's going on over on your side of the fence?
No, he was smiling at us. He's making us work.
Not great. But you guys are great, our Patreon crew, and we appreciate you so much. And we actually have quite a few new Patreons this week.
We have
quite a few. A
fucking bucket load of them. Shout out to all the Patreon too who are in our Friends and Homies of the Show group on Facebook. That's the private group for us all to talk shit. So far, it's just Bill Armstrong slinging shit on me.
It is. They also got their first taste of our new Raw Thoughts last episode as well, where we get a little bit more raw than we already are on the episode. Who thought it was possible?
Some said it couldn't have been done, and we've gone and done it.
We've gone and done it, and that's a little video exclusive mini app after the show where we just relax and tell everyone how we really feel.
I think you just spoke about Akasha, so it was not that different to a real episode.
No, and I'll do it again. I'm not afraid.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. We've actually, side note, sidetrack tiny bit, we do have a branding episode coming up on design. So we've actually got two designers coming on.
That is cool.
We've got a local Tassie designer who we can't talk about who he designs for. And then we have one of the graphic designers from Black Ops, or who works with Black Ops.
Nice.
So the Weg
touching you, Mike.
Sorry. The Weg did his...
like that Weg.
The Weg did his first Weg review.
You did. You did.
And the guys from Black Ops loved the picky, so their designer is coming on.
I was out working and Weg's getting on our Instagram posting photos that he's taking at home.
Delicious.
Don't know how I feel about that. But yes, quickly run off our new Patreon members to say thank you. So we've got Tim Pickham, Matthew Fielding. Gordon Luckman. So thank you, guys.
And the fucking man. The man.
The man?
Bottle share hero. All-round nice guy.
Hmm?
Current DILF. Just became a DILF like 6 months ago.
Huh?
Paddy Ward. That's big.
I just want everyone to know that wow was a collective wow. That was not just a Paddy wow. That was an everyone wow.
That was an everyone wow.
You're an inclusive group here at the Friends and Homies.
You all deserve wow lasers.
We do. We do. We've had a big run of blokes joining lately. We need some more girls to join up. It's not so raw that you wouldn't feel welcome. You know, we've got a few of the ladies, but we're getting... There's... This is why no girls join our Patreon.
What do you mean?
For that exact reason.
It's delicious.
Well.
It's the only reason I like Pilsners is because of what I've just
Let's just get into it. Let's just get into it before this gets out of hand. We've got a special guest joining us tonight for Sip, Skip, or Zella.
Oh, yes.
One of our favourites. A crowd favourite. Let's line him up.
Wag, hit that jingle. Flashing to our guest.
I was just showing our guest my number because my boy.
Is that a little Levine jersey there, mate?
Yeah, that's from a couple of seasons ago. But you know, just because he's good now, it's fine.
Oh yeah.
How good is Michael Klim in the basketball this year?
Are you going to introduce our guest? Jesus.
No, I was getting there, but you're just showing off to each other. It's real, real raw and beautiful. Sip, Skip, or Zella. We've got a very, very good friend of ours joining us. It's been a little while since he's been on the show. We might have released a beer with one of these beautiful gentlemen. It's a very good friend, Netto from Deeds.
Who?
Welcome.
Who the viewers can now see.
Who the viewers can now see through the power of...
He's here. He's here on the screen,
there
YouTube.
There he is.
Here I am.
You look beautiful.
You
even did your hair. It's nice. It's
been real nice.
I didn't do my hair.
It looks good.
I got... Thank you. Thank you, mate. I got a haircut, a couple months ago now, I guess.
That's nice.
Not even that.
Love that.
But it was... That was... very novel.
I think it's the
beard. It was very novel.
I think it's the beard.
Yes. I go in and out of the beard, so, you know, I like to change my appearance. Keep people guessing, including my wife. So,
well, I was going to say, Mrs. Netto would be
surprise,
very happy right
motherfucker.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. Netto would be very happy right now. Is all I'm going to say.
We're still.
Oh, thanks, Klimpty. Thanks, mate.
Now, are you doing all right there at Deeds, knowing that you've had the murder of beautiful JC after the cream was held?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Right,
that's heavy.
I've slipped into those shoes very quickly.
Remarkably quickly, actually.
Yeah, it was was, you know, I didn't want to disrespect the fella. It was at least a few hours before I went to management and said, you know, bless his soul, but I think, you know, job's got to be done.
True that.
Hype must be maintained at all costs. So.
Exactly right. Believe yeah. that. Saw you guys flashing a little bit of hypey boy in these on your story.
Oh, he's got one in hand.
Oh, look at that.
How good is this? That is, this has been timed very well.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been drinking out of this glass all weekend. I bloody love it. Came up a treat, guys. It was definitely worth the wait. It's beautiful. It's the nicest teku I own.
Jeez. Do you own your Deeds one, the new one?
I do.
And that's
do.
Saying something, and that feels good. And that's
We nailed it.
Yeah, no, you did nail it. That's great, yeah.
So good, so good.
I guess we should get into the segment, and I'm going to reel off a few beers.
Get some nice
opinions from the fam here around the table. Kicking off with Other Side doing a Tipo Pilsner.
What's a Tipo Pilsner?
It is an Italian Pilsner, dry hopped, lovely Italian number, 6%. It's got me really excited.
What does the O stand for?
Oh my God, put it in my face.
I reckon the Tipo is like a reference to Italian heavy right. flour, maybe.
Okay.
Tip 00.
Mm.
Nothing to do with like Tip the Fedora.
Tip of the Fedora. That line should not come back.
It's a WA thing, so I think Other Side are tipping the old fedora to the latest hype of crispy boys being well
Italian and crispy boys.
Italian crispy boys. It's got mics. I'm going to sip, I think, this one and then maybe Cellar. I'm still trying to find my ultimate Beaucamp replacement.
I thought you said the Pilsner Urquell.
It is, but...
you want something local?
Something local, yeah, to replace the old... The old blue, Cans of blue. So, of course, I will partake if I can get some. It's very hard to get Other Side in Tassie, but I would really like some. So, I'm a sip, possibly a seller. What about you, Netto?
I'm definitely a sip. I'm going to say a seller.
Ooh,
I've had a few beers here and there from Other Side. They've all been pretty high quality.
Yeah.
They definitely... knock out some great brews, and I jump to the cellar purely from the standpoint of, you know, you don't see craft pilsners around enough, so if I see one, I'm just going to buy a case of it and have a good time,
and it's
I
coming.
Love it.
The craft,
it's coming.
We talked about this, like, you guys knock on wood, and how do we say the Czech one, Nastravi.
Yeah.
So you guys did some pretty banging one. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood was
awesome.
One of my favorite beers during my quarantine.
Yeah, so I remember 100%. You getting around that.
Weg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Weg, right?
Weg getting around the barrel-aged pills. Yeah, wow, he's quite a refined palate.
On the Pilsner topic, we might as well just do this raw live on episode. I was speaking to a potential guest to have on our lager episode. So we've got Chris from Mr. Banks. You know, that's a gimme.
Can't not have him.
Sick.
Yeah.
Of course.
Netto, we've got one other guest joining us who's a bit special we can't talk about. But would you join us as well for a lager episode? Talk crispies, talk a bit of process?
I would absolutely love to.
Look at the smile on his face. It's
Yeah, it'd be a pleasure. It'd be a pleasure.
I don't have any stab that's wholesome enough for that. I'm sorry. I'm not prepared for
that's
that.
That's okay.
If Other Side are brewing it, I'm a seller. They've been doing this is their second Pilsner in 2 months.
Really?
That's crazy.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yeah, they did a Czech Pilsner before Christmas, I believe.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Other Side, yeah. Reese is coming on the show. I've got a big man crush on everything they do. I'm a seller.
What about you, Weg? Partake in this?
Yeah, no, I think I'm with Klimt, honestly. Like, the first Other Side beer, or first and only Other Side beer that I've actually had was their Canvent beer.
Oh, yeah.
That was obviously black and white away from... No, I love that beer. This was the one I had on Christmas Eve, the one that I fucking sent myself with while we were watching The Grinch.
Oh, wow.
I think Yeah, I think
that is such a good Christmas movie. Just as a sidetrack,
fucking
comment.
Jim Carrey all the way. It's
classic.
But no, I think Seller. I think that's pretty fair.
I'm back other side.
I would love to get my hands on some of this. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we need to get in touch with the team.
Also, I just love the fact that in the show notes it says under Ali's column here, slow my beating heart.
Next to other side.
it definitely sparks joy in all sorts of areas of my body. That's got me really up and about. We'll push on before I get too excited. And go to Mismatch with a pink lemonade. This one's a 6% fruited sour with lemon juice directly added to hit them lower pH levels. Raspberries as well, of course.
I've heard this is quite smashy.
Sounds like it could be quite smashy.
6%.
Yeah, but 6% is not... If I'm out in the yard doing some labour in my overalls...
In your overalls.
If I have a couple too many of those...
You're in trouble.
You've changed,
lower
man.
Lower the ABV, just a slight tweak.
Yeah, I think the old productivity go downhill pretty quickly.
That's what I'm thinking. But I have seen a couple of good smashy reviews about it. I think I'll just sip. I'll sip. I'm curious. But that's it, I think. Just a sip for me. What about you, Clint?
I'm just going to skip. I think, you've got to skip some from time to time. Can't have them all. Can't catch them all. They're not fucking Pokemon. Just going to skip that one.
Fair enough.
Huge.
Netto? We can just look at it.
I'm gonna sip on this one. I'm actually, it's piqued my interest a little bit. I'm interested to know,
with the lemon juice?
Spot on. That's exactly like what I'm thinking. Like, where did they add it in the process? What's it done to the, obviously it's going to drop the pH, but a bit of citric acid in there, it's like it's
titratable,
not quite acidity. It's a bit of... adds a bit of a complexity, not just relying purely on lactic acid to build that profile. I'm interested to know where they used it in the process. Maybe if they pre-acidified even using that before they did a kettle sour, or
it just makes me feel like a fool, this man. Does sound interesting when he talks, doesn't it?
I'm just caught in the gaze and going, oh, yeah.
And I mean, raspberries are always pretty bloody good in beer.
Always good.
So, I'd be interested to try it for sure. I'm a sip.
The lemon is super intriguing to me because I love lemon and I haven't seen it done well.
I've just noticed a lot of Aussie brewers using it to make like face sucking sours at the moment. Face Inverter from South Australia? Hope Estate did Sunny Boy, which is like...
Yeah, I just haven't seen it done well.
To drink.
I just haven't had a beer with lemon in it that I haven't gone, yes, this is exactly what. Because I like
lemon and raspberry is like a great combo.
Lemon meringue pie is my favorite dessert. Like,
is it?
Yeah, I just want lemon done right in a beer. I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm searching as well. I'm on the hunt. What about you, Weck? Tickle your pickle?
I think I'm a sip on this. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about process or anything because I don't fucking know what any of that shit means. But okay. I mean, hey, I've been really loving the whole fruited sour vibe. So why the fuck not?
I like it.
Summer's nearly over. I mean, we never really got a summer here in Tassie, but you got to smash down those sorts of things while you've got some reasonably warm weather.
I'm going to keep it local for the next beer, everyone. Hobart Brewing are doing a Summer Days Hazy IPA. Now, this is an all-American hops. Juicy Hazy meets a bit of a West Coast bitterness as well, sitting at 6.9%. I have sipped this.
Oh, have you?
I had it at Tom Akigo's pub, and it was the only beer that... I didn't want to have it, but all the other beers... didn't spark my interest at all, so I went with it. And I was a bit reluctant because local haze isn't done too well down here as of yet, in my opinion, in Tassie. But on the tap that Tom McHugo's, it was tasting quite all right. Like, it went down all right. Wasn't too stringent or had anything weird going on with it. No.
Because that's what you think when they say East Coast meets West. Like, it's going to be
Is it just a hazy that got a bit astringent?
Yeah, I was a bit worried about it. But it was drinking quite nicely. I didn't want another one. I just had the one, so on that I was a sip.
Yeah, I'll give it a sip. You know, local homies, shout out to Alex, he'll be listening. They have done some East Coast meets West Coast stuff really well in the past.
Yeah, I didn't
get the expat series.
I didn't get the bitterness as much as they put out there. Like, I thought it was actually quite rounded off and quite drinking quite smoothly. So I actually didn't actually get a lot of bitterness. I think in comparing it to Netto Your California quite recently, that was a perfect blend of East meets West, in my opinion. I thought that was that was a very nice little that's what I was thinking going into sipping that, and that's not what I got. So I guess maybe I had a different mindset going into it. So.
Yeah, dad jeans, was that what it was?
Dad jeans, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm. Yeah,
the much aligned label, so, but the much loved beer.
yeah. So you thought this one was less bitter than dad jeans, you reckon?
Definitely a lot less bitter, if not much at all. But I do like my bitterness, so maybe I've got a pretty good tolerance. I'm a bit of a bitterness fiend, so maybe my tolerance is a little bit too high for it. I don't know. It just drank really well. Like, I was at the pub, it smashed down a pint pretty quickly and easily with the father-in-law, and we both had it and go, that was actually pretty good, and left it at that.
How good's the pub?
How good is the pub? So, Weg, what do you think? Have you had much HBC in your life?
Honestly, not really. I've had a couple, been to the venue. The venue's pretty cool.
Venue is cool.
But good peeps. Never really been too crash hot on HBC, and that's no offense to the guys, but, you know, that's just me personally. I'm probably honestly going to skip this just because I'm not really going super, super hard on hazies at the minute.
You got thrown into the deep end as well with the haze, haven't you?
Straight away. Just to throw back to my Weg review on the...
He's still on the Weg review. Loves the Weg review.
Loves plugging.
Hey, loves the spotlight. Hey,
baby, you take the reins, you don't let go, right? You know, it's just a lot of breweries or at least a lot of the beers that I've been drinking where people are trying to go for that crazy haze hype type shit that everyone's doing at the moment.
It's just way
overdone.
You just want too some much.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
are you listening, Netto?
Even
calm down, mate.
even at the engagement party, I can't remember what it was that I had first up straight out the gate that
you
was
had
just too
a
much.
Mountain Culture Status Quo.
Yeah,
as your first beer of the day.
Yeah,
which was a bit.
Oh yeah,
it's a great beer.
But say, I love that beer.
Yeah,
I fucking
no. But like we had. Some,
I'm not saying it's a bad beer, but it's just like I had it and the
first
just
beer.
Intense. Yeah, and I was like all afternoon after that. I was like, man, I feel fucking sick. What's going on?
Yeah. See, I had a couple of Mr. Banks West Coast lagers, and I was cruising.
I warmed up to it with those as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The haze, it can be, you know, something to chew on and it's kind of hard to, you have to be a bit like selective in where you put them.
It is a thing,
on a bit of a session. It's like, if I drink one of those and then like, where do I go from there? I kind of almost got to have something to just strip the palate back and get back on
like,
neutral.
Like a Magnum.
Like a Magnum of Threyfontaine.
Jesus.
Sounds delicious.
How good were those? We had a couple of different things, naughty treats.
We did have some
in Magnums. They were pretty nice.
No, that was a
nice
moment
day.
Over there.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just like, I saw that and I was like, oh, I couldn't read the writing because, you know, I couldn't zoom in. And then you were just like, just a little almond. And I was like,
little goosey boy.
Just a goose.
Yeah.
Ali in the video was just triggering people. He's like, it's just a standard goose.
Just a little goosey boy.
Hey, I was presented with all these Magnums at once and I was like, oh!
And you were so busy celebrating your engagement that I was just like, okay, I'm going to leave I'm holding this and I'm going to pour it for people. Go find the people who are going to drink it. And you're like,
cool. He kept it parallel for a very long time and I was really
You were
impressed.
Literally just standing there holding this Magnum. Holding this Magnum.
I'm not a very strong man, as you can see. Like, and I just stood there for freaking ages.
It was probably a good 10 minutes, Netto.
That's a lot of glass in a bottle. What was it, 3 liters?
Nah, it was a 1.5. Just a Maggie.
What's a three liter?
A Jeroboam or something? No.
Oh, man.
It's got a different name.
I was thinking about this today because I was looking at glass to buy for for bottling what? Beers ourselves. Just for some barrel aged stuff at work. Oh. But you know,
can I have 3 liters of it, please?
But it's those. We'll get there. But those bottles are like so expensive and so heavy. Even like they're the so heavy, too. Even without the beer in it. So it's like
just you'd put it in 500ml cans. Better for the environment. less bougie though.
I mean. Oh, it's all about the booze. It's like new money meets old money.
You just want to like
the dance floor, you know.
You don't want to be at a party and you just want to get like you want to get that angle on and you just want to hold the arm out and just be like, "Hello, boys."
Yeah.
Keep it nice and
just like and then just stand there for fucking 15. I'll just do this for the rest of the ep, shall I?
Yeah, go for it.
To be honest, I'm going to put out a little challenge to you boys because I know you love your DIY.
No, we
especially,
do.
Yeah, you know,
Ryobi boys it. Rise up.
Oh. Ryobi boys, here we go. Tag him in the tag him in the show notes.
Thank you, sir. We will.
Maybe just build a little custom made Maggie lambic basket.
A Maggie basket.
You've been working on
just
that,
a little
you,
Maggie lambic basket.
Do you want to pass me? Hold it. Hold it tight.
He's already taken up your challenge, Netto.
You're joking.
This is old news, my boy.
He's too slow.
Yeah. Now, should we just like...
This is for the Patreon crew.
This is for the Patreon crew.
Work in progress.
Which, you know, you just kind of get included because JC's in there and we feel bad that we get JC love. But that's a little prototype.
Oh. he's building...
I like that.
Yeah, so it's a little prototype, little like, you know... The handle's not the real handle. We're going to have a leather handle, obviously, because we're not plebs. Ooh. But a Maggie version, you reckon?
Never. Of course not. Ooh, Jesus. Well,
careful, please.
I mean, so that's your 750ml.
That's just a little 750, but we could do a Maggie.
Yeah.
Jeez, it'd have to be strong. All right, we're magging it up. Yeah. We're magging it up.
Mag it up. Mag it up.
Sure, we get back to Sip Skip just before.
Okay, so.
The Hobart Brewing, the haze.
The haze. I had... I'm definitely going to be a sip on this.
Like try a bit
they're certainly. I don't think of HBC as much of a haze kind of brewer, but but I'm definitely keen to give it a go. I had the little shout out to Chris from Banks had the green lights on tap at Beer Deluxe last weekend.
And, how's that?
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, loads. It looks great. Really, it sounds good.
It was really nice, like a heavily dry hopped. I think they called it the DDH West Coast or something. But we've definitely at work, like, you know, brought up the bitterness in our hazies a bit just from personal preference, I think.
Balancing it a little bit.
Just balancing it out. Not in all the recipes, but in some of the newer stuff like the Dad Jeans.
Dad Jeans was sick. It was so good.
Yeah.
Just so drinkable.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We really enjoyed brewing that beer. Little lower. I mean, still 7%, but you know, just knocking a bit off. And I definitely want to brew more of that sort of lower stuff.
I remember we were chatting about it when we drank it. We were just saying it was like super nimble and like did it have some chip malt in it?
Yeah.
It just felt nimble and refreshing. Like it felt like it wouldn't slow you down.
It wasn't cloying, and that's what I appreciated quite a lot.
It was dry. It was really dry. It finished at 2 Play-Doh.
Yeah, right.
Which is, you know, wow, 008 standard gravity. Like that's
I wouldn't have picked that.
Nah, that's drier than Double Time, you know, which is our 4.6% pale.
All of my beers, which are not hazy at all.
Yeah,
wow.
Anyway, definitely a sip on that one.
Yeah, good. For sure. Good. And the final beer I've got for Sip Skip is actually one of your own, Netto. A new release from you guys, the Lament Configuration. I don't need to explain it anymore because you can tell me what you've done to it. Fire away.
Yeah, this was a really fun one. This is something that we wanted to revisit as far as the grist bill for a double IPA.
The collab.
That's right, man. We did the collab with Rocky Ridge. Must have been early last year now.
The wheat wine. Wheat wine?
Yeah, yeah, we called it a DDH wheat wine.
That's right.
Which ended up being a, you know, getting the beer got shifted out of all the IPA fridges into like a kind of weird wheat beer / saison fridge in most bottle shops, which is probably not the greatest idea for us to call it that, but we learnt that lesson. So this time around, we did a similar grist, you know, over 50% malted wheat, and we just called it a wheat dipper, which is
sticky boy.
Sounds sticky. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. We did that with a really, really played around with the hops a lot.
You guys are southern, just for like, you know, listeners, especially the homebrewers and stuff, and maybe people wanting to be pro, when you guys are doing such a big gummy boy like that, are you guys hitting up the rice hulls?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the rice hulls.
Oh, pillies. We're having a pilly, are we?
Yeah.
Sorry, Ali's just interrupted.
Sorry, this is Clem's bottle opener. It's attached to a chain. And it's a bit kinky, and I don't know how I feel about
it. He's like that kid from fifth grade who has the wallet on the chain.
There's a story to the chain.
No, it's a bit weird, man. Keep it.
That gauge of chain is way too large for the bottle opener.
Sorry, just haven't.
It needs to be like a finer chain.
I haven't opened a bottle in a long time. That's why I just had to go and grab it because it's not on the set. Yeah. But please continue. Sorry to interrupt with the weird kink of Klimt's.
The chain is a good kinky segue.
Nope.
Because this is a bit of a Hellraiser reference, yeah?
It certainly is, yeah. So Justin is a huge ambassador of the horror genre of films. He just loves it. And one of our owners, Pat, also is a big horror fan. So when Justin tries to get something through that's, you know, for most people, maybe it doesn't seem that relevant or it's a bit obscure. And, you know, Hellraiser's like, it is a little bit more obscure, I guess. But Pat and Justin were just like, yeah, awesome. Let's do it.
Justin looks so pumped with himself in that video when he's like, taste our pleasures. You look like a little boy at Christmas. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his vibe. He loves it. He does a lot of work creatively with doing the write-ups on pretty much all of our beers, like 95% of them. Justin does all the write-ups and, you know, we all have a big kind of influence on, I guess, the direction of the Dazzle pattern, like the label design and the name. And, we just really went for it with this one. And it so pretty good. Much all just got through. So it's beers like that that you can get really excited about and be like, this is a bit more of an expression of ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Not just in what the beer is, but also conceptually. So
I wonder how many people.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this one.
I wonder how many people by now have realized that the Outer Step label is based on Justin's Big Lebowski jumper that he wears to basically every Zoom meeting he's ever been to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I know a few people picked it up, Just a Girl and Her Beers, et cetera. Like Emily picked it up straight away. But yeah.
Yeah, well she's had been a part of some of those Zoom meetings herself, right?
Exactly.
Definitely seen JC and the Lebowski.
Loves it. Yeah. Loves it. How good.
He's a good boy.
I don't know. Did you say what the hops were?
So this one we really played around. It's mainly Southern Cross. What else we got in there? Southern Cross and, oh, God, top of my head, I'm totally flaking now.
Imagine if you just put out, like, a new beer a week. This is what your brain would be like.
Yeah, well, that's very true.
I know.
You guys going to do the same thing this year? You're going to go hard again? Look, he's opening the brew sheets, cheeky dog. He loves doing this.
Yeah, I got it.
He's not. He's just looking at his. He's looking at Instagram post.
Just setting my alarm to get up tomorrow morning. That's all.
Oh,
look at that! Oh, it just came to me now. Southern Cross and Eclipse.
Oh,
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Mandarin
and vinegar. Yeah, and Citra as well.
Okay.
So, it's real tropical fruit, citrus. Driven, like the tangelo kind of Mandarin thing really comes through from the Eclipse. And it's just super, like, all that weight's real pillowy. So yeah,
that sounds great. Because I think from having the Eclipse pack, I was saying I'd love to see this starting to blend with a few different hop varieties. So it's now.
Yeah, you were saying that. You wanted to see that.
After you saying that you've blended it with some Citra and stuff like that, I'm very intrigued, and I will definitely partake in a couple of cans, I think. So
I'm a big fan of wheaten beer. I'm a sip leaning to Cellar.
Yep, I'm the same.
But I'm not going to say Cellar because it's Netto. I've got to treat him mean, keep him keen.
And what about you, Wegg? How are you feeling about it?
I think I'm a sip just because I don't think I've had anything that's
heavy on the wheat.
Yeah.
No, you probably haven't, to be honest.
No, I don't think I have at all. So fucking why not?
Fucking why not?
It's good enough for the geese, just good for the gander, you know?
Sip leaning
just
into a sip.
Yep. Just a sip.
No, I was convinced you were going to skip it, to be honest, Wegg.
No.
He's a nasty man.
You don't know me.
Imagine.
You're right.
Imagine Wegg, how, like, he's so nice and young right now, but he's already, like, in the scene, but he's already starting to bring the
little
negative
bit of
energy,
sass is coming
little
through.
Sass. Mm. And then about 12 months' time, he's just like,
he's going to be an
I'm not
going to
fucking drink that.
He's going to be a real,
I mean,
that's not real a prick. That's not a loon.
I don't drink anything less than $110 per 375 mil.
That's.
You're a bad person, then.
Oh, so. Yeah, okay. That's really selectively drinking.
It's very telling.
Yeah.
You could drink quite well in Netto Cellar then.
Have you got any like shitty homebrew over there on the barrel? Anyway?
Oh yeah, I do. Actually, Netto's tried this one. Like, really bad homebrew.
Yeah.
Is this the one you had the other day that you hated? The Eager Beak Brewing?
Yeah, that was it.
You were raw dogging this, weren't you? The easy does it. You were like,
didn't you? Not so balanced.
You tipped most of it out, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say though? Something about poor technique.
Process not on point, I think is what I said.
Jeez.
He's raw, isn't he? He is very raw.
Shit. Which part of the process do you reckon they
are? Oh, look, Netto's just going into bat for Samwell here.
Nah.
I think...
Nah, it's fine. It's not a trick question. It's like, is it hot side? Is it cold side?
He's got a very sheepish grin on his face right now.
The banter between Samwell and Wegg will continue in our exclusive little... Patreon group, and let it continue. Yeah,
I love it.
If you want,
I really need to get in on that. I can't accept that I'm missing out on that.
Well, all you need to do is start posting shit memes, and then you'll be on Samwell's level. So there you go.
Jesus.
Samwell posted a very. Will you flash? If I point to something, will you flash up the meme?
Yeah. All right.
Samwell posted.
Are you talking about the one?
The one. The Samwell posted that meme, which was the guy from The Inbetweeners plus Louis Theroux plus a shit, and then just had equals Wegg and a picture of Lockie looking lovely on a beach. But it was a good meme.
That was funny.
Yeah, so not a plug.
Life's hard.
Join the Patreon if you want to see some of that.
Oh, dear.
Nah, I've been meaning to for a while.
You're a homie of the show already. You know, you and
I am. You know. I bought a box of glasses.
Did you?
I forgot. I actually. Ooh. Yeah, I got four glasses.
How
I thought
good.
I completely like forgot. I was like, oh, I've bought two, and I think Justin got some as well, but then I realized I saw my package coming and I was like,
oh, what have I done?
Pretty sure I got enough for all of us. So, yeah, there's definitely a few of the Deeds boys rocking the Steppies glasses.
How good. How good.
Gets me excited for the next run of glasses too.
Yeah, well, we showed you the next glass, so we'll send some of those across.
Another glass? What? This is unbelievable.
Oh, we're not in Raw Thoughts.
No, we're not in Raw. No, that's fine.
We'll talk about that later.
Well, that's it for Sip Skip, but Netto, you know, I'm going to throw it over to you. And do you want to tell us what's going on? Have you got anything happening on your side of the pond at the moment? Any news or anything for us? I know you're coming over to us soon and we'll actually be having beer together very soon.
Any vittles outbreaks? or anything like that?
No, we do not.
No virus.
We don't bring that up with our Melbourne friends.
No. Come on, mate. That's really raw and mean.
Yeah, that's a bit raw, Weg. Back in your box. no, it's it's you know, it's I can't believe the first month of the year is already behind us now.
Just catching up summer, trying to deal with. I can't believe you guys gave JC friggin' holidays. Like, what's all that about? Like, would you give him a day or a week?
You know, he decided, well, I'm sure they decided together, he and his wife, that they were going to have a third child, just so he could have a few weeks off work. And
in the middle of summer.
Yep, that's right. No, they obviously are very good at scheduling children. congratulations. I'm not even pissed off. I'm just really impressed.
Is he better at scheduling babies or the brew house? Raw thoughts.
That's tough, man. He's a very good scheduler of the brewing. Very good.
All right. We'll leave it unanswered.
That's tough. Runs a very tight ship. But you boys asked before about what's a limited release schedule going to be looking like this year.
And yeah, you're going hard again?
Yeah, full guns blazing.
No rest.
No rest for the wicked, mate. Well, no rest for the hypey boys. you don't want those chunk donks to go to sleep crying into their pillow at night.
Sweating lactose on their faces.
Yeah, that's it. They need their fix. So
just need more thick can before I go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I need to drink that unfermented fruit puree.
Coming soon from Deeds.
Deeds smoothie.
Fruit puree. Nah. Yeah.
Deeds
smoothie. There you go. You heard the source. We are now an ammunitions factory making hand grenades to be sent to your door.
Fantastic. That's a big change of pace for you guys. That's a big scoop. Awesome. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, it's like big year ahead. Our team has expanded quite a lot in the last, probably even in the last 6 months. There's quite, you know, new brewers on and... so the schedule is Justin's pretty much done it through to the end of the year. And
he didn't give us a call. This is awkward now. Yeah, anyway, you continue.
Gonna have to look for new partners, I think.
Where's the new collab?
There's a few grey spots on there, you know. I'll probably call in a favour.
I'll be calling Nick from OneDrop first, that's for sure.
Oh,
And the tap room as well.
Might not answer, but
gearing up for the old tap room opening as well, I can imagine.
Yeah. So they started construction on that in the last few weeks, and still fingers crossed for sort of first quarter, maybe April, May, something like that. Definitely excited for that one.
I was going to say, we're going to be around the block and, you know,
we will be indeed.
Beauty.
Oh, that's exciting. That's very exciting. So, yeah, we've got a whole, I think, 17 brew slots in the single turn, the 25 hectare tanks, which are pinged for taproom releases.
Wow. That's epic.
So, yeah, it's a really exciting way to be able to sort of play around, get even more experimental and try things at a smaller scale that we could do maybe limited sort of can releases or just online and at the brewery, play around with it a bit. Yeah. We're going to package a whole bunch of mixed fermentation stuff, which I'm really, really excited about.
I think everyone is very excited.
I think that's your kind of little baby a little bit, isn't it, Netto? Like that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very fired up for that.
Yeah. So now that we've kind of got to the point where the team's expanded a little bit, I can spend a little less time in the cellar and on the brew house and help support Justin with a bit more admin stuff, but also take on more hands-on and time with the barrels and organizing that stuff. So that's
how good.
Super exciting. Yeah.
How good.
Big time.
Do you, and don't say if you can't, but do we know what kind of time of the year Frey 2 might come out?
It's in the schedule, isn't it?
Mate, you can say just because we can see each other and look in each other's eyes doesn't mean you have to say yes.
We might save that for the Patreon only section.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, maybe there's going to be. Well, I'll just say I'll send a question back to you. I'll answer your question with a question. Do you believe that we're going to release only one bourbon barrel aged imperial stout this year?
Does it come in a magnum? That's very. I have swollen areas of my body I can't describe.
Turgid.
Turgid. Definitely turgid. Anyway.
Yeah. But it's fun. Lots of projects on the go. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it all reasonably organized and maintain good quality product whilst, you know, dipping fingers in lots of pies. That's the main thing really, isn't it?
Epic.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get to talk to you and JC at some stage during the Steppies Awards. Not super hopeful, to be honest. There is a most improved. Who knows?
Participation award, or I've still got a chart on my fridge where I can, you know, if you want to give me a couple gold stars or even just one, that would be fine too. Oh. Just like a little,
maybe even half a star.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll take what I can get. So.
Maybe we should do. We have done me reviewing your releases of the year, but I think we only got up to, we only got up to June, didn't we? When we got real, that was the 3-hour deeds episode where by the end I was cooked. I think we all kicked on till like 2 a.m. after the app.
Yeah,
that was a good night. That it was a long fun. Night, but it was very good.
All right. Well, maybe a Patreon exclusive. I'll get on and review the rest of your year.
We can do it together. You live might need and some real. Help. I think you might need some help.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll just smash a case of Larry first.
Yuck. Yeah, that'd be great. No, I can't wait. That's going to be excellent.
And then I'll get those good cop, bad cop. Yeah, I'll get those stars ready.
Yeah. Good. You can just cut them in half beforehand. And just make it easier.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, Frey was my favorite beer of the year, immaculate, 3 out of 5 stars.
Very good. Well, thank you, Netto, for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure. It is always a pleasure.
Yeah.
We could easily talk for another 3 hours.
That's why I put nothing on the run sheet tonight, because I knew
very smart, Netto. Very smart. I might not even get to my favourite new subject segment, not subject.
I didn't plan that at all.
Chonky Donkeys. Might not even happen now.
Ooh.
I know. That's very disappointing, but. Hey, got to talk to you instead, so it's been an absolute blast. And
it's been nice.
Thank you for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Always happy to have a chat to you. And love to support what you're doing. Anytime, please have me back. And maybe next time JC can jump on and
it'll be nice
talk a bit of rubbish as well.
Nice to JC have him back soon. It's been too long. Should we? He's in between us right now. So if we put our arm this way, we can put our arms around him.
Oh, I'm definitely fucked up here.
There you go. That's real nice. Wegg will Photoshop that. There's a job for Wegg.
Not happening.
Cheers, Netto. All right, lovely to speak to you.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
And that's why we get Ali to do the ad lib.
It's been a while since I've heard that.
It's got better, hasn't it?
I don't know what video footage you recorded as the overlay for that, but I don't know if I want to see it. I might skip 15 seconds when I...
I remember when I recorded when that, I didn't realise, but we did about 4 takes. Doesn't sound like it, but we did. And you were videoing me on the story for one of them. I didn't realize. And later that night, Dom's like, you look so dumb with the headphones on. No one can hear the music. And you're just saying stupid. Yeah. Anyway, it is good to be back. It has been a while. But as you call them, the donkeys have been busy. And particularly the brewer donkeys.
I'm glad that's still play because I'm reluctantly passing the baton to you tonight with your own segment, and I'm going to give the Beer Donkey of the Week a quick rest. It's coming back, don't you worry.
Bring it back.
Keep submitting that. Keep submitting. I keep wondering if we should make one of those Facebook groups where there's no members, but it's so you can just tag it and say, you've been nominated as a beer donk.
That's good.
And Samwell has made us an amazing little certified donkey graphic.
Yes, so which
did he make that?
Put that up on
That's brilliant.
I'll put that on the screen now, and if you'd like that, we can...
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm saving that right now.
Yeah. It's very good. He's coming for your job.
I mean, I don't want to give the man kudos because he's a bit of a bitch, but...
He did say he was going to go hard for him. Okay. Okay, he's still on those little pilly boys.
All right, get on with it, please. Let's
continue. Thank you for canning my beer for me today.
You're going to actually have to explain what the go is here. I don't know. What's this segment about?
Oh, you haven't been part of this segment?
No, I haven't. We haven't done one since I've been around.
Well, actually, a lot of our new YouTube fans and our new familiar who have just joined us won't know either. So Brew or False is a little segment where I like to scour the interwebs for donkey style posts. Well, not really. I look for very hypey posts.
Sounds
on Instagram.
Very much like Beer Donkey of the Week. No, I'm joking.
No, I look for very hypey releases on Instagram. And what I do is I take them word for word. Yeah, that's not even a very silly one, though.
It's not.
I take the posts from Instagram word for word. All I do is black out the name of the brewer.
Mm-hmm.
I read three of them out.
Right.
Two are true. One I've made up.
Right.
So one is from Papa Sweden's Hype Factory, and the other two are real beers. And you've
got
to pick
the
wrong
one. You
and me,
boy, we've got to figure out.
We've
got to
work on this together.
Now,
you got together. Like, think about it.
Just bounce it off each other.
Now, you guys at home, for the people watching, I want you to write in the comments before we reveal, because they will be coming on screen. Write in the comments, which is false. Do not check the comments, the rest of you. And let's see how we go. All right. Beer number one from Redacted Brewing Co. Send Bloob's Smoothie Sour. Imagine only the juiciest of fruit. Expertly prepared, bursting with flavor, and ready for conditioning the most luscious sour we make. We finally bring back Send Bloob's at the tap room. This stupidly thick smoothie-style gosa is made thick, then conditioned on the plumpest, freshest blueberry, Georgia peaches, and vanilla. Doors open at 11. No holds, no empty seats for line holds. Respect the neighbours. The taproom will be open. First sales at 12. Wear a mask, yo, peace. That is beer one. Send Bloob's Smoothie Sour.
There's a lot of Klimt things going on in that.
Well, if you think there's a lot of Klimt in that.
Yeah, there's two more. That's the thing.
Let me continue.
Okay.
Number two brewing company, Imperial German Chocolate Cupcake Stout, is our Imperial Sweet Stout with coconut, Haitian cacao nibs, vanilla beans and lactose. 10.5% ABV, available now in bottles and on draft while supplies last. Little mask emoji, open today from 12 till 10. Mask emoji, masks required. Masked emoji upon entry. Mask emoji, eyes down, full draft package menu down below. Eyes down, eyes down. And then there's a little cupcake
chocolate bar. I feel like if I could read these, I would know which one was you.
Well, they're going to be on screen.
Well, I'm not reading them, though. I'm just saying, because I feel like I know how you write. But when you read them all, it's like very well disguised. I've got no idea so far.
When I write them now, too, Ali knows this because he's only ever guessed one in the history of the game.
I'm glad I got one. It was a bit of a...
I actually try and write in a different style as well when I do this.
You've caught on.
Anyway, let's see how well I go here. Brewery number three, Let There Be Chonk. And on a random Tuesday, they said, Let There Be Chonk. The fourth beer on Friday's release is a brand spanking new Chonk Sunday Sour. Hefty boy is stuffed with strawberry guava and great big gobs of white chocolate for another delicious and decadent adventure into the realms of chonky absurdity. this one plops into the tap room.
Plop is such a good word.
And online for curbside pickup at noon on Friday. Limit one case, 6 4-packs per person. $22 plus tax. $22 plus tax per 4-pack, 7.3%.
Need to get me
ABV.
6 4-packs of that.
No emojis in the third one or the first one, interestingly, but many emojis in the Imperial Chocolate.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, viewers, listeners, you can have your guess now. Chuck it in the comments on YouTube. Chuck it in the show notes on Instagram. Which one is the true?
That's just, fair. Some, just a little bit of filler.
All right, so there are two true ones. They are word for word posts from the Instagram.
Right,
a bit wicked out at the
moment. And there's one false one. So the first brewery is Send Bloob's Smoothie Sour. Number two was the Imperial German Chocolate Cupcake Stout. And number three was the Let There Be Chonk Sunday Sour.
So you got to give Clint props here, Weg.
Very well disguised, because they all sound like shit that you'd make up.
he gets
in character.
Somehow it seems to get better every time we do this. Like, it just gets harder and harder.
It's the only thing I put work into in all of
this. But the last time I did this, I guessed the correct one. Mm. Now, my thoughts are... Number two, the stout, the Imperial German.
Chocolate cupcake stout.
Yeah, I just didn't have enough elaboration on the description. Like,
right. It was
pretty straightforward. I'm like, that sounds like it could be a beer. I'm going to write that off straight off the rip. So it's between one and three. Bloobs. I brought up Bloobs recently, especially the word bloob.
Did you?
On my Carwin pitch.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the smooge bloob pancake. So
low-key forgot that.
I'm like, did he take a little note from that and throw it into his own beer? Or, I mean, you had me at chonk. The word chonk is pretty triggering for me, to say the least. But I feel like Americans could... really push hard with the word chonk and go for it. And I don't know. It's between one and three. I'm still thinking.
Oh, so is this not just Australian? This is worldwide.
Worldwide.
Could be anywhere.
Fuck, how are you meant to guess this?
There's only ever been one Australian entry.
And that was One Drop.
Which was One Drop.
I actually think I listened to that. Was that episode 50?
I think it was.
Can't remember.
50 probably. Or 51?
Yeah, it would be.
He was a fan before he was a steppy. I like it.
So, yeah.
What about you, Weg? What are you thinking? We've got Send Bloob Smoothie Sour. We've got the Imperial German Chocolate Cupcake Stout. Or we've got the Let There Be Chonk Sunday Sour. Sunday is spelt with an A-E at the end, by the way. So, like a sundae, like an ice cream sundae.
The Mackie D's style.
Like a Mackie D's style. Thank you to Mackie D's. You're not a sponsor of our show. But
KFC, if you want to be, hit us up. KFC. Ooh, KFC.
KFC left me on scene.
I'm going to post a. I'm going to post a screenshot of that message on the screen because that was raw. But moving on. Okay. Look, I was initially leaning towards number three, and I hope I don't regret changing, but I'm going to go the Bloobs. I reckon the Bloobs is you.
Okay, Ali.
Any reason for the Bloobs? Just what's your thought
process? Because the way that he said, "Oh, I forgot that you said that when you said that you mentioned the Bloobs."
Oh no, that was low key true.
Well,
that's not.
If
part
it turns
of my
out
strategy.
To be, if it turns out to be part three, then it's basically I'm 50% right.
I think that's a good strategy that you go the Bloobs and I go the Chonk. We've covered 66%, and I'll be so mad.
Which one were you? Were you going for the German?
This has never been done on the show before.
I think the German chocolate cupcake is 100% a beer. Yep. I just don't know who the brewery would be. I'm quite interested to find out. So I'm going to go Let There Be Chonk. And may I preface this, Let There Not Be Chonk. Fuck you.
Please don't exist.
Fuck off.
Look, he's getting his phone up. He's going to go,
I'm getting the results
been
out
fucking
here.
Done here. So the odds are in our favour, realistically.
Yeah, I think
so. You're going for the Let There Be Chonk.
He's going number three. I'm going number one. Please don't be number two.
Listeners, viewers, step brewers, Weg. The Weg is correct on his first go.
Oh, wow.
Send Bloobs was the fake beer.
I'm going to give it a one of these.
Surprise, motherfucker. Wow.
But Send Bloobs was a fake beer, but what I want to point out is I forgot about your Send Bloobs thing, and that wasn't a lie. Do you know who wrote the Bloobs part?
Who?
My wife.
Really?
Yeah, she named the
you
beer.
You guys say Bloobs.
You need to work on your in-the-moment vocabulary, because as soon as you said, oh, I forgot about that, I knew that it was, it was no, a very good chance that it was that beer.
Yeah. No, because I actually, yeah, didn't write the title.
No,
at
no,
all.
That's fair. But you,
so
you
originally, Send Bloobs was going to be called Bloobs and Peaches, because it was going to be a peach and blueberry.
Send Bloobs is,
and my wife said that sounds terrible. It should be called Send Bloobs.
Shout out to Clint's wife,
Donald. Send Bloobs. And
so I'm a little bit disappointed, not so much in Wegg, but mainly in the Pilly Panther for not getting the middle one, the Imperial German chocolate cupcake stout, is by Angry Chair Brewing, one of the OG purveyors of thick stout, pastry stouts.
Makes sense.
Very highly sought after beer, the Imperial Chocolate Cupcake Stout.
Yeah, I was curious on who it would be by.
It's sense. Just flashed up there, yep. But you would be a massive fan of them. They are a little bit metal. They do like doing a little pilly boy action.
Oh, well, that's a sexy can.
Mm. Yeah, and yeah, so I'm sorry you missed out on that.
What was it, the plop of chunk?
And let there be
I'm
chunk.
I'm so glad. Also not glad that that is
what was the
beer.
Adjective they used? Was it plop?
Yeah.
This one plops into the tap room.
So I love, is this one drop?
No. So Let There Be Chunk is by Drekker Brewing. I thought you might get this because a friend of the show, Scott Eaton, actually sent a picture of this beer to you and I.
Oh, he did too. There you
go. Yeah. And I toyed with using it, but the fucking description is so much like I would write it. And I had to use it. So, thank you for playing Brew
Limit
or False.
One
Wegg.
Case.
Wegg is one for one. You are one for about 15.
Mm.
But we're going to work on that.
Oh, that was a good strategy, though. So, like, covering 66% there was smart.
Yeah,
that was smart by you guys.
Brew or False done. Thank you.
You've done very well.
Nice.
A very good segment. One of my favorite subjects. Segments from you.
And I'm very much looking forward to seeing on screen how you mock up the fake beer. I'd like to see you do an Instagram post for that using my words and maybe your own picture. Maybe where you can help out because you seem to be
the can
killing
mock-up,
pictures lately.
The can mock-up will come.
We
and
don't
then
have
I'll
to have
let
a can necessarily, but if you want to go hard.
I'm going can mock-up.
Fuck it.
Super easy to do.
Send Bloobs.
Send Bloobs.
I can and imagine then, what that could be already.
We will
keep it PC.
We'll converse.
Keep it PC. We'll, I like this.
Collaborate
I like this.
On that. Yeah.
Collaborate.
But you would have already seen that on screen because it would have flashed up.
It's raw and real.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't flash it up during because it'll be too obvious.
Don't flash it.
Don't flash it.
Don't flash the Bloobs.
Shout out to Hoppy Floppy. No. Shout out to Hoppy Sloppy.
We do like Hoppy Sloppy.
I do like Hoppy Sloppy.
Shit. He's a very funny man.
He's my man. And it's my favorite Instagram account of all time, Hoppy Sloppy. Look, that's it.
That's us.
Yeah, we had a lovely big chat to Neto, probably a little bit longer than we thought it was going to go for, but that always happens with deeds every time they're on the show.
Deedsa.
To be quite honest.
It's yeah. Fodray, mate.
Fodray.
Fodray. Fodray.
A lot of people posting and saying how much they enjoy Fodrays while
yeah,
drinking
I love
these glasses.
I'm going to put that on its own separate glass later in the year.
Yeah, fucking joke's on you.
So, yeah, look, we could have talked to Neto for another 3 hours.
Yep.
So I'm going to cut it off. Got to cut him off.
We've got a guest next week, though.
We do. We have...
Fuck yeah.
The guests are coming back. They're coming back, so it's an exciting time to be watching.
We're going to take Wegg on a little West Coast IPA journey with... Who would you take West on a journey with?
Yeehaw!
West, Wegg. Who would you take him on a journey with?
I don't know. Someone that
who
maybe...
Who likes IPAs?
I don't know. Someone that only brews IPAs?
Yeah. Whose line would that be anyway?
Don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Mm.
And I think we'll figure it out and get back to you on the next episode and we'll have that person on board.
Patreon fans will already know, so please get the questions ready for the man. You know who we're talking about.
Yes. This has been episode 59 of the Step Rules podcast.
Patty Levine.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Step Brewers Podcast. If you like the show, be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review to help other beer lovers discover the podcast.